move on to item four, reports by Water Board Chair and Board Members. I do not have a report tonight, so I'll turn it over to any of the Board Members. Mr. Sandell?
I have nothing particular, but if anybody wants to talk to me about the Fish Springs project, have you bend your ear for as long as you have?
Mr. Pumphrey?
Along with you, Chair Fox, and Dr. Horn, I attended WQCC. I'll defer to either or both of you to report.
And
if I think you forgot something, I'll mention it.
Mr. Dive?
No report, thank you.
Mr. Jardine?
Just to...
It's on now.
Just a quick report. I attended the Nevada Governor's Drought Conference a few weeks ago.
Oh, good.
And very interesting. I didn't realize that the Truckee River Operating Agreement had an effect on the Carson River. And I had quite the education for myself. We talked a little bit about the Alpine Federal Court decree. And regarding the survey that we just talked about, I think the survey needs to include the consumptive water rights, the riparian water rights, and hydro. I've seen changes from hydro over to consumptive, and that has affected Blue Lakes and Cables Lake within Alpine County, and I'm sure other counties, the change of use can have a dramatic effect. Anyways, that's it for me. Thank you.
Dr. Horn?
Mr. Pumphrey, I was hoping you were going to talk about WQCC. So what is coming from Sue Genera is a handout I received. I went on a field trip. Mr. Pumphrey and I both attended the California Environmental Law Conference. And I went on a field trip with Dr. Roger Bales, who is associated with UC Merced. He works a lot with the same scientists who have been involved in SAGEN: Scott Stevens from Berkeley, John Battles from Berkeley, Kevin O'Hara, I think he's at Berkeley as well. Any case, but so Roger Bales has been working on the west side of the Sierra Nevada and the American River and the Merced River drainage. And I think for that reason, because he's working on the west side, he's getting a lot more attention from people inside California than, sadly, our wonderful folks at SAGEN are getting. What they've done is conducted a number of forest thinning experiments and looked at whether that increased water yield. So that's been a discussion. I've heard estimates that on the Feather River, if forest thinning were done, it would free up 400,000 acre feet of water per year. Not everybody believes that. And frankly, I don't know where those numbers come from, but what Roger Bales' research indicates is that there is potential to increase water yield by doing forest thinning. And we still need to learn more about it, because if you make openings in the forest too big, then you just lose snowpack to evaporation. And if you make them too small, then the snow just gets caught in the treetops and it evaporates from there. So there's a sweet spot in there somewhere that probably varies with elevation, aspect, forest type, everything. And so it's clear to me that we need to get some more experiments done on managing forest density and the impact on water supply. But at least from his data, it looks promising to me that there is some truth behind the argument that if we thinned our forests, we would have more water yield.
Thank you for that report. I'll speak briefly on WQCC. They sent out the evaluations in preparation of the chair's call this week, and it was interesting to read the evaluations. I think I appreciated the frankness of them, the good, the bad, you know, of them. Several of the responders said it was the best WQCC ever. I've been to two. I don't know that I would say it was better than the first one I'd attended, but they are always very informative. It's great to interact with the members from the different regions and just see what challenges are faced by other regions, as well as a lot of the commonalities. And I just hear a continuing theme both on the chair's calls and at WQCC that the more we collaborate, the better policies we're going to be able to develop. There was also a conversation on the structure of the chair's calls coming up. They're looking at doing on at least three or four of the chair's calls in the coming years, making them subject-specific and taking up to 3 hours for those calls. So whoever the next chair is, be prepared for those sessions of collaboration moving forward. Mr. Pumphrey, is there anything else you'd like to say about WQCC?
No, I thought it was excellent. I agree.
Yeah, it was good.